Along with the other members of the Commonwealth of Nations, Canada observes Commonwealth Day on the second Monday of every March. That date was chosen at the 1975 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Kingston, Jamaica, when a delegation from our country proposed that all members observe Commonwealth Day on a common date. Considering that Canada has just celebrated that holiday, what do you know about the Commonwealth? My office recently took a straw poll, asking that question of about a dozen constituents. Most admitted to knowing not a lot. One of the poll responders guessed that the Queen was somehow involved. She was right. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth is indeed head of the Commonwealth. Another recalled hearing that the sun will never set on the Commonwealth. That, too, is correct. That statement refers to the fact that 54 countries currently circling the globe, a full 2 billion people of diverse cultures, share membership in the Commonwealth, and more than half of those people are 25 years of age and younger. Member countries span 6 continents and oceans, 19 from Africa, 8 from Asia, 3 from the Americas, 10 from the Caribbean, 3 from Europe, and 11 from the South Pacific. All but 2 countries, Mozambique and Rwanda, share a history as part of the British Empire. The roots of the Commonwealth, once known as the British Commonwealth, go back to the late 19th century. The Organization of Governments recognizes member countries as equal in status, believing that the best democracies come about through the partnerships of governments, business, and civil society. The Commonwealth of Nations shares objectives of global unity, and they operate from a set of values each member committed to in a Commonwealth Declaration made in 1991. These values include just and honest government, the alleviation of poverty, fundamental human rights, international peace and order, global economic development, and the rule of international law. They also embrace equal rights and representation for all citizens, the independence of the judiciary, and the right to participate in free and democratic political processes. Guided by those values, partnerships between many organizations in these countries are bringing about positive change around the world and in each member country, including Canada. A theme guides each year's Commonwealth celebrations. Connecting Cultures is the chosen theme for 2012. Russ Hebert, chairman of the Canadian branch of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, speaking at an event I recently attended, said, "For more than a century, Canada has opened its arms wide to welcome the world to contribute to the building of a society where diverse cultural expression is not only tolerated, but also celebrated. It is my firm conviction that Canada is a better place to live as a result of this openness." To find out more about the Commonwealth countries and how they're cooperating to help shape a better world and practically engaging that under 25 group of citizens, visit commonwealth.org. I'm Gary Breitkreitz, MP for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.